They called them worry stones. I got in the habit of keeping a stone with me at all times, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago, when we moved to the West Coast from Maryland in 2002. I decided it was time to have a new stone, a stone that was part of this passage, this change in life. So not long after we got here, Kate and I took a trip to Ventura. It's a meaningful place to us in our young lives, and we spent a weekend there. And I spent a couple of hours on my hands and knees on the beach there where the rocks wash up, waiting to find just the right stone. This stone. I picked it up off the beach in Ventura there that day, and I have it with me all the time. This stone to talk about the passage we made from Maryland back to Southern California. And since we've made that passage, Kate's mother has died, my father has died, each of our children have been married. Now there are grandchildren. We have indeed landed on Canaan's side. And a sign that God has brought us over, that I keep with me all the time, is this stone. It's a small thing. I have it here in my pocket. No one would have occasion to know that it's here if I didn't bring it out and tell you. A couple of years ago, we were at mission trip, and we were working a lot with concrete that week. And we got to the end of the week, and we were packing up and getting ready to go, and it was time to tidy the area, and the kids were tired, and they were ready to go, and they were on their way to the vans. And this concrete was down on the ground, and I'm thinking to myself, we gotta take care of this concrete. So I'm down here trying to wrestle up this bag of concrete. Now, I would like to say, ordinarily, I think I can handle a bag of concrete, but this was the end of the week, and I was tired, and I was struggling with this bag of concrete. And James Johns goes, "Hey, kids, get over there and help Rex with that bag of concrete." So a couple of them came over, and we were able to lift it and put it where it belongs. I thought of that in connection with this story. The wisdom of this story in the direction that Joshua sent people out into the river and pick up stones that were heavy and hard to carry. As a reminder, as a memorial, to commemorate this wonderful way God had made for the people of God into the promised land. The waters of the Jordan were held back so that they could pass over. Heard a wonderful metaphor this week. A person was talking about difficult passages in our lives, exciting movements in our lives are like walking over a rope bridge. If you were walking on a rope bridge over a cavern, over a chasm of some sort, and because the bridge is all shaky, you're pretty much just looking one step at a time. And it's not till you're over and you can look back and say, "Oh my, that was actually quite a passage. That was really quite a move." And how to remember that. And how to have our children remember that. And there's wisdom, a piece of wisdom in this direction that God gives Joshua. Have these guys carry these big old heavy stones. We have a traveling people, a nomadic people. We do everything we can to reduce the amount of weight we're carrying. He says, no, pick up these heavy things and carry them. At a certain point, you're going to have to ask your children to help you carry them. At a certain point, the weight will be more than you can carry. Hey, kids, go help lift that and carry it. And then a young person will say, why? Right? We can't necessarily depend on a young person to ask us why about anything in their lives, especially as they become teenagers and young adults. Maybe when they're 3 and 4, they drive us crazy with why. But if we ask them to carry some weight, if we say to our children, hey, help us carry this, they're for sure going to say, what does this weight mean to you? Why would you ask me to carry this? And then you make the connection between the weight you are carrying and would ask them to help you carry and the way that God has made into abundant life for you. I carry this weight because of the way God opened up life for me, the way God held back the Jordan, the way God held back natural forces and opened a way for me to thrive. I've told you this story before about a young man goes off to college. Mind is filled with all kinds of thoughts, critical about the faith in which he grew up, about how limiting it is, how stultifying it is, how silly it is. So he comes back home. He's going to have, you know, a real conversation with Dad. Hey, Dad, why do you stick with this Christian faith thing? Don't you know how crazy it is? Don't you know how much trouble it's caused? Don't you know how anti-intellectual it is? And the dad says to the son, man, son, you know, I don't know. I don't know about all that. All I know is I was an alcoholic. And my life was going down the drain. And I owed people money and was racking up debts. And anyone trustworthy in my life didn't want anything to do with me, and the only people who did weren't trustworthy. And I asked Jesus into my life, and that changed. And I became someone the community could trust, and I found myself in a community that trusted me, and I met your mother, and we built this life. So I don't know about all that. But the weight I carried to identify myself as a Christian person in this time and place is because of the way God made for me and for me to flourish. Now, thinking about that in this context about my own life, the point at which I left high school, the week I graduated from high school, as things came to conflict with my dad, and my dad said, well, you're done in this household. If you're going to follow Christ and if you think you're headed toward a career in ministry, good for you, you're done here. And I was out of my house and taken into the home of a dear friend in the high school group. I was a senior in high school at the time, until I went off to college. And as I began college, A dear friend and brother in Christ invited me into his home, and I was taken in and given a place there. I was given employment. I was given an incredible scholarship. It's really so many of our young people now wrestling with these student debts. And I graduated from college and seminary debt-free. I was given an incredible scholarship. By the time I finished college, before I finished college, I was married, and Kate and I were living on our own means. Car, apartment, insurance, clothes. What a way God opened up for me. Whatever weight I carry as a disciple of Jesus Christ in this time, for the rest of my life, it's connected to the way God opened up life for me, gave me a way to flourish, be glad. Connecting the way with the weight. Each of you here is carrying weight on behalf of the kingdom of God. Each of you is carrying part of the load that is Calvary Presbyterian Church, and then beyond that, the kingdom of God is, of course, much bigger than that, but you're all carrying part of the load that is Calvary Presbyterian Church. You're all pulling some of the weight that is the advance of the kingdom of God in this time. And it gets to feeling heavy. And you get to wondering, can I keep doing this? And you think to yourself, I need to give this weight to my children. I need to pass this weight off to somebody younger. And they're going to say, why? What does this mean to you? Are you ready to answer that question? You can do it. What are the times God has made a way for you? What are those moments when the Jordan was held back? The guard looked the other way. The answer came to you. The kind teacher said, let's take another hour, figure this out. What are the ways God has made for your life to open up? Connect those to the weight you're carrying. This is what this stone means to me. We're going to invite you, as you heard, those of you worshiping with us now, to be here as our children are here in the next hour and to share answers to those questions. It might surprise you a little. There might be a little bit of an aha. You maybe haven't connected those ways God has opened up for you with the weight you're carrying. Or maybe you have, but not for a while. It was interesting to me to there was an aha. Oh, yeah, look at that. Just the story I was just telling you about it from the time I graduated from high school to graduated from college, the way life opened up for me. It's an aha. Oh, look at that. Yes. Might be an aha for you. That's good. And to be able to share it. This is what it means to me. This is why I carry this weight. This is why I'd ask you to help me carry this weight, to help us carry this weight. What do these stones mean to you? Could be stones in this building. This is why I help keep this place up. This is where I stood. This is where my child was baptized. This is where we came that time we were really sad. That's what these stones mean to me. God opened up a way. Making the connection between the weight we carry and the way God has opened for us into life. To be ready to do that when our children say, "What does it mean to you?" Because it's a deep and powerful question for them, right? It's a slice of asking, "Where do I come from?" When we tell the story, "Hey, this is how God made way for me," somewhere in the back of our children's mind, they're saying, "Oh man, that's how God made way for me too." Because I proceeded from that. It was out of that way that God made that I got to be here. And at some deep point, it speaks to their soul. It solidifies them. They may or may not pick up the weight, but they'll know how God opened up life so that they got to be here. Connecting the way with the weight. What do these stones mean to you? Good for us to be ready to answer that. Good for us to be ready to say, "You know, God brought us from Maryland to South Pasadena. And this is what happened."